You're listening to Community Radio WRFG Atlanta and on the World Wide Web at WRFG.org. 89.3 FM. We're proudly your listener-supported station for progressive information.
And it's just after 5 o'clock on Sunday, the 11th of March, and you're tuned to The Celtic Show on WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta. I'm Jenny Hubbard-Young, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, bringing you the best of Celtic music from the various Celtic countries. I hope you'll enjoy this first selection.
Thank you.
And if you like your Celtic music rock-like, Enter the Haggist from Canada is the band for you. That was their rendition of To the Quick, also known as Sleepy Maggie, on their CD Casualties of Retail, put out by Firebrand Entertainment. And we started with some more rousing tunes from the Shots and Dykehead Caledonia Pipe Band. Today is the first Sunday during the 2012 Spring Pledge Drive here on WRFG that the Celtic Show is asking for your support. You know the drill. We come to you a couple of times a year asking for your support because we say that we are a community radio station, and that means that we're supported in the largest part by the community, by the listening community, that is. It would be nice if everybody out there pledged, but we rely first and foremost to those who listen regularly, whether it's to the Celtic Show or to some of the other very eclectic music that is programmed here on WRFG. So we'd like you to call in today. 404-523-8989 is the number. And we've got a number of CDs that we can put you in touch with in return for a pledge, minimum of $35, done today on a credit card. These CD premiums are not available at any other time. So if you want them, please call in today. 404-523-8989. Let's listen to some more music.
Robin and Wolf. Very nice. Gerbagen, thank you very much. And a little piece there by Martin. It's very, very nice. Now,
On Tuesday, March 13th, Jamie Dimon, CEO of Chase Bank, will celebrate a birthday. Across the country and here in Atlanta, countless numbers of families have lost their homes to foreclosure as a result of predatory lending and deceptive practices engaged in by all the major banks, but in particular by J.P. Morgan Chase. From 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon on March 13th, there will be a gathering at the Chase Bank at the corner of Piedmont and North Avenue to tell Jamie Dimon, no more foreclosures, no more evictions. Rather, on his birthday, he can give the Pittman family a gift of their house back. Similar protests are taking place around the U.S. at Chase Banks on March 13th. The website for more information is www.takebacktheblock.wordpress.com or www.occupyatlanta.org. This has been another public service announcement brought to you by your station for progressive information, WRFG 89.3 FM.
We were listening in that last set to, firstly, the Battlefield Band performing Rantin' Rovin' Robin on a CD called Best of the Battlefield Band. In the middle, we heard from the Chieftains and some friends, and they were playing a medley. The CD is called An Irish Evening with Roger Daltrey and Nancy Griffith. And then finally, we were hearing Altan performing Kathleen Trial, and that's from their latest CD, The Poison Glen, put out by Compass. The Chieftains CD is one that we have available in the list of goodies that we are able to provide. If you call in today with a pledge of support on a credit card of a minimum of $35. And here in the studio with me is my friend Maura, and she's got someone to thank, I believe, Maura.
Yes, indeed I have, Jenny. This is Jeffrey Sokolov, who has just pledged. We are absolutely thrilled that he has started us off. He has started off the pledge drive right at the start of the program. We're delighted about that. So thank you, Jeffrey.
Wonderful. It's a name I know well from previous pledge drives as well. So thank you very much indeed, Jeffrey. Mostly very much appreciated. Would you like to tell the listeners about some of the CDs we've got available, Maura?
I would indeed. And we have quite a nice list of CDs. Probably because I'm Irish, I'd like to start with the Irish selection. And so we start off with Liam O'Connor, who, of course, is coming in here to the studio. And we follow that with Turlough Boylan, Damien Dempsey, The Rocky Road, Martin de Cogan, Life from Cork, with Bridie and the Pole. And you know what, Jenny? I need to
yes.
say goodbye right now because I have a caller
that
on the line.
That would be wonderful. Thank you very much, caller. We hope
Hello,
it's a pledge.
Hieland lads are brisk and braw, Hieland lads are young and merry. And I'll awa' to Glasgow to steal awa' your bonny piggy. Her feather, he's got word of this, and oh, but he was wondrous angry. Ye can tack my house and all my kai, but leave to me my bonny lassie. Ye can keep your house and all your kai, for I hae cows and yows already. I'll no tack your house and all your kai, but I'll steal awa' your bonny piggy. Mounted up on his milk-white steed, and she is on his wee grey niggy. And they hae rid to the break of day, he's ta'en awa' the bonny lassie. They rid our hills and they rid our dales, they rid through moors and mosses bonny, until they met with the Earl of Hume a riding with his young son Johnny. Then out and spak the Earl of Hume, and oh, but he was wondrous sorry. The bonniest lass in Glasgow, and she's a war wi' a Hieland shawnee. They rid our hills and they rid our dales, they rid through moors and mosses bonny, till they came to yonder glen, and she's lain doon wi' her Hieland laddie. Her bed was o' the gay green turf, her blankets o' the bracken's bonny. We are tartan played beneath her heed, and she's lain doon wi' her Hieland laddie. There are blankets and sheets and my feathers whose sheets and blankets I made ready. And wouldn't he be angry at me for lying to me a Hieland laddie? He's ta'en her up yon high, high hill when that the sun was shining clearly. Says all that you see belongs to thee for lying to me a Hieland laddie. All that she hae left behind was a wee cod goose and a wee kail yerdy. But noo you're the heir o' all my lands, for lying doon wi' a Hieland laddie.
Misi dva en jeg en på, en duend av a fancy, ma vin begil jord Gwyneth Gwyn, a carath and a beddy. What a simple fool am I, who loves at fancy's pleasure, for whilst I tend the ripening wheat, another reaps the treasure.
Though they may lock me dungeon deep, our love to die a burning upon a leaf, blood's true words speak my deepest feelings for thee.
But I can't stay, my heart would break, for you must take another. The stars may fall, our love will shine as endless time discovers. And in a dream, your vow set free, and to your side I hurry, but from a heart so torn in two, in this life you'll not tarry. Now I lose for a second time to he whose love is greater, for whilst I tend the ripening wheat, another reaps the treasure. Mavin begil your Gwyneth Gwyn, a carath and I beddy.
And in that set, we were listening to Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger performing Glasgow Peggy from their CD Classic Scots Ballads. In the middle, we heard from local musical genius Mike Simpson playing the Wandering Minstrel and Martin Hardiman's, and that's from his CD Other Forms of Magic, which he put out independently. And you can learn more about Mike at his website, www.slipjig.org. And then finally, we were listening to David Llewellyn, a Welshman now settled in Nashville, performing Bugeiliwr Gwynedd Gwyn, Watching the White Wheat. It's a traditional song, but he has added some of his own words to it. And that's on his CD, Limited Edition, put out independently. Maura, do we have someone else to...
We do indeed, Jenny. Yes, we have Ken McIntyre.
Wonderful.
A wonderful pledge of support. So I'm going to blow my horn as well. Is that okay?
Yes. The more noise, the merrier.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. We really appreciate your support. It's wonderful. Over to you, Jenny.
Indeed. And the reason why we're so happy to have had two pledges in the first half hour is that today is the first Sunday of the Celtic Show's involvement in the spring pledge drive. And we're looking for support from you, our loyal listeners. And the two gentlemen who've rung in already are indeed loyal listeners. Maura and I have both taken pledges from them in the past. So we're hoping that more of you out there will do the same thing. Go to the phone, pull out your plastic and give us a call at 404-523-8989. You can do it on the website as well, but it's much more fun to talk to us here in the studio. We're going to have a very busy show here today because Kathleen Mainland is already in the house and she'll be giving us our Scottish readings shortly. And at 6 o'clock hour, we have a very special guest, Mr. Liam O'Connor. More about that shortly. In the meantime, don't forget that phone number, 404-523-8989. Look forward to hearing from you. Let's hear some more music. Thank you.
One morn in May, the fields were gay, serene and pleasant was the weather. I spied a lass and a very bonny lass, she was scooping dew in among the heather down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather. I spied a lass and a very bonny lass, she was scooping dew in among the heather down the moor. Barefooted was she was comely dressed, and on her head neither cap nor feather. But the plaid hung neatly around her waist as she tripped through the blooming heather down the moor. In among the heather, o'er the moor, and through the heather. But the plaid hung neatly around her waist as she tripped through the blooming heather down the moor. I stepped up to this fair maid, tell me your name, what brings you hither? And she answered me down by the bonny burn side, and I'm herding all my ewes together down the moor. In among the heather, o'er the moor, and through the heather. And she answered me down by the bonny burn side, and I'm herding all my ewes together down the moor. I courted her that lee long day, and my heart was as light as any feather. Until the beams of the red setting sun came shining down in among the heather down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather. Until the beams of the red setting sun came shining down in among the heather down the moor. She said, young man, I must away, for my yows are straying from each other. But I'm as loath for to part with you as the bonny wee lambs are to part their mother down the moor. In among the heather, o'er the moor, and through the heather. But I'm as loath for to part with you as the bonny wee lambs are to part their mother down the moor. So up she got and away she ran, and her name and her place I cannot gather. But if I was a king, I would make her a queen, the bonny lass I met in among the heather down the moor. In among the heather o'er the moor and through the heather. But if I was a king, I would make her a queen, the bonny lass I met in among the heather down the moor.
WRFG is now preparing the presentation of the 36th Annual Peach Blossom Bluegrass Festival. The festival will be held on Saturday, April 21st in the Clarkston Community Center, located at 3701 College Avenue in Clarkston, Georgia. This year's festival will once again feature some of the best homegrown Georgia bluegrass, including the music of Cedar Hill, Deja Bluegrass Band, the Steel String Session, the East Dixie Boys, Counterpoint, Johnny Rockmore and the Apostles of Bluegrass, Cherokee Cut-Ups, the Bluegrass Bonanza Band, Grassville, and more. Admission starts at 10:30 a.m. The music starts at 11 a.m. and will not end before 9 p.m. General admission is $12 advance, $15 at the door. WRFG members and ages 60 and above, $12. Students age 6 and older, $6. Children under age 6, accompanied by an adult, are free. All proceeds go to support WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta Community Radio. Food and beverages and arts and crafts will be sold at the event. Performances and all seating are indoors, so come high winds or high water, the show will go on. Make plans to be there on April 21st at the Clarkston Community Center and bring your instruments and the whole family for the 36th Annual Peach Blossom Bluegrass Festival.
And it really is a fun day out, and it does support the station here. So make plans, as the announcement said, to come along and have some fun and support the station at the same time. And we're in support the station mode as well today on the Celtic Show, asking you to call in, please, to 404-523-8989 to show us that you support us. We've already had some pledges in the first half hour, and we're looking forward to getting the phones ringing yet again. In that last set, we were hearing again from Mike Simpson with three tunes, Ganim, Ask My Father, and Sean Shah Chow. I've probably mangled the Irish Gaelic there appallingly, but please forgive me. And that's from his CD, Other Forms of Magic. And he really is truly an amazing instrumentalist. Then we heard from banjo master Eamon Coyne and Scottish guitarist Chris Drever performing the Lakeside Barn Dances. And those tunes were on Wells for Zoe, Water for Life. It's one of those raising money CDs for bringing clean water to villages in Africa, Zambia, I think. And finally, we were hearing from Kathleen Donahue performing Among the Heather. And Kathleen is actually in the studio with me here today. Hello, Kathleen. She's going to be answering the phone, so hope you'll ring in and you'll be able to talk to her directly. That's from her CD, Irish Songs You'll Love, which she put out independently, and her website is www.irishkathleen. Okay, Kathleen Mainland is in the house. Are you ready, Kathleen, for your readings? Welcome. It's lovely to see you.
Ready when you are, thank you. Good evening, everyone. Sorry it's a bit longer between my broadcasts these days, but I don't live as close to the studio as I used to, and the price of gas being what it is, you know, I'm Scottish. So, I haven't got a long article for you. I've got several shorter ones from the Scottish Banner of February 2012. First of all, a Scottish sinner. There was a Scottish painter named Smokey McGregor. Smokey was very interested in making a penny where he could, and so he often thinned down his paint to make it go a wee bit further. As it happened, he got away with this for some time, but eventually a local church decided to do a big restoration job on the outside of their large building. Smokey put in a bid for the job, and because his price was so low, he got it. Soon he was ready to start, and he set about erecting the scaffolding, setting up the planks, buying the paint, and, yes, we are sorry to say, thinning it down with water. Well, Smokey was up on the scaffolding, painting away, the job nearly completed, when suddenly there was a horrendous clap of thunder. The sky opened and the rain poured down, washing the thinned paint from all over the church and knocking Smokey clear off the scaffold to land on the lawn among the gravestones, surrounded by telltale puddles of the thinned and useless paint. Smokey was no fool, and he knew this was a judgment from the Almighty. So he got down on his knees and cried, "Oh God, oh God, forgive me, what should I do?" And suddenly from the thunder a mighty voice spoke, "Repaint, repaint, and sin no more. And a Scottish haggis may return to the USA." The Scottish government has taken the first step on the road to opening the US market to Scottish beef, lamb, venison and haggis exports. An application has been forwarded by the UK's chief veterinary officer on Scotland's behalf to the United States Department of Agriculture, outlining the case for importing quality Scottish red meat and red meat products into the USA. Jim McLaren, chairman of Quality Meat Scotland, said, "Work to reopen Scotch beef and Scotch lamb exports in markets outside Europe has to be welcome. With the huge popularity in the US of all things Scottish, hopefully these negotiations will one day give American consumers the chance finally to taste authentic high-quality Scotch beef and lamb." The next steps will be for the USDA to approve the application and the European Commission to continue its ongoing dialogue with the USDA, achieve a relaxation of import controls. The application outlines food safety controls in place for red meat production in Scotland. There has been a ban on exporting red meat from the UK into the USA since the BSE outbreak of the 1980s. Which was subsequently extended to include the rest of the European Union in the 1990s. The US also bans the sale of any food products that contain either domestic or imported livestock lungs, which is an additional constraint for Scottish haggis manufacturers. This ban was first introduced in the 1970s on public health grounds and remains in place today. Don't know what you're missing. Oil discovery could be the biggest in years. An oil find in the UK North Sea has the potential to be one of the region's biggest discoveries of recent years. An exploration firm, Encore Oil, has claimed. The Catcher prospect off the east coast of Scotland is thought to hold up to 300 million barrels of oil, although Encore Oil said the outcome of further investigations could add, quote, "very significantly," unquote, in this number. It would make Catcher among the largest discoveries in the UK North Sea since the billion-barrel Buzzard Reservoir off Aberdeen in 2001. Encore's chief executive, Alan Booth, said the company's Catcher drilling programme had so far delivered a truly exceptional result. He added, "Initial analysis of the seismic data, now calibrated by drilling, suggests that Block 28/9 could possibly contain a series of discoveries that would form one of the larger North Sea oil accumulations of recent years. The discovery is likely to boost interest in North Sea exploration at a time when big producers are turning their attention to areas such as West Africa, Brazil, and Australia. Production in the North Sea has fallen from its peak in 1999, and several recent auctions of oil fields have seen disappointing levels of interest. And following in the footsteps, the sound of pipe bands will be heard around Florida this month, as Highland Games will be presented in the Sunshine State. Having two of these events to attend will add a little extra to those visiting for sunshine to escape the cold, but also with a keen interest in Scottish culture. Sarasota and Jacksonville will both be hosting their own Highland Games under the sun. However, Florida Scots are not new to Highland Games. The Sarasota Highland Games started by Sheila and Jim Wilson, originally from Dumfries, and have been running for 19 years. This will be the second year their daughter Cathy will be at the helm. Cathy's lifestyle couldn't be more Scottish. When at home, she is busy raising her children and looking after her Scottish store. Otherwise, she is driving across the country attending Scottish events as a vendor, a task she believes helped her vision for Sarasota, the Highland Games she is now president of. Today, she says of her Scottish lifestyle, "I started all this while helping my parents. Now I eat it, sleep it, breathe it, and work it." And I'll let you have some more music and give you some more articles a little later.
Thank you very much, Kathleen. It's always interesting to hear your news titbits. You're listening to The Celtic Show on WRFG, and we're in pledge drive mode. Waiting for your calls, 404-523-8989. Stay tuned, please, because after the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to have an on-air interview with Irish accordionist legend Liam O'Connor. So please stay tuned for that. In the meantime, start walking to the phone.